Blog Talk Radio.
Joshua called 12 men to come wade in the water with me. They wrestled out 12 big old stones, a memorial to be. Well, one by one they stacked them stones before God's people's eyes, just to be a landmark on the shore after all of them died. After all of them died. Stacked them stones one on another, stacked them stones all to see, stacked them stones one on another, stacked them stones for you and me, for the children to see.
Wow, went off. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We're on the air, and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for another day, man. This is Wally Langford coming to you live on this September 11th, 2014, Thursday. And we praise the Lord for the opportunity again to be on the radio, man. So anyways, we're going to do our best just to preach, and I'm not even sure which way I'm going to go this evening, and I've been praying about it and studying, and I've got a few things I'm going to bring out, and Lord willing, anyways, from the Bible, and we preach from the Bible, and I'll just leave it at that, amen. So, anyways, appreciate those that do listen. We thank the Lord for you, and if there's anybody listening, and we praise the Lord either way, amen. We put it out there, and I praise God for the opportunity to do this. God's been good to me all these years, all my life, really. Even before I got saved, he was good to me, because he let me live and didn't let me go to hell, amen. So I praise him for that so very much, because I could have went to hell. And I know that there's people out there, you know, I had a choice. I'll start with this. You know, I'm just going to give it to you. And if I run, hey, man, I'm just going to preach and beat me, okay, and just whatever the Lord lays on my heart, and try to stay in contact where I'm at. And, but I get to preaching, I can't help myself, you know. I just preach, and I try. I got paper in front of me, and I got scriptures in front of me, and I read, and I pray, and seek God's face, and it seems like the Lord just, you know, whatever comes to me, you know, I just let the Lord preach through me. And so that's just the way it's been, and I just praise God that he would use me. And I always look at it like this, and the Lord might have me want me to say all kinds of things tonight again, because, you know, not that I'm anything, but hey, I might die tonight, and I hope somebody will hear something tonight that'll provoke your heart into getting saved. Or if you're not right with God and you know that you're saved, and really inside your heart you're not right with God, and I pray that God will say something to you, that God will be my mouthpiece tonight, that he will speak to your heart and you get that right. And that's my heart, anyways, to see people living for God and serving the Lord and giving their life to God, you know, and that's been my heart for 30 years. Like I was saying, you know, that I had a choice. God spoke to my heart one day, and he told me if I didn't get saved that day, I would die and go to hell, and I knew I would die. I knew that. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, I know people talking about, you know, well, God's predestinate and everything. Well, you know, I see both sides. Okay, I'll just throw it out there like this. I see both sides. I see where you're coming from. And you know what? There was people in the Bible that did have a choice, and you can't get around them. King Agrippa had a choice. When Paul gave him his testimony, King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Amen. You know, it's funny, too. See, the Christian word then doesn't mean the Christian word of today. The whole world is Christian. I mean, we got Christians everywhere. You know, the Mormons are Christians, the Jehovah's Witnesses are Christian, Catholics are Christian, Baptists are Christian, Church of Christ are Christian, Pentecostals are Christian, everybody's a Christian. Salvation Army is a Christian, Goodwill is a Christian. You know, we got all kinds of Christians, you know, but they're not all saved. Yeah, I mean, a saved child of God, listen to me, a saved child of God, a saved Christian, you hear what I'm saying? A saved person that truly is a Christian, according to this Bible, is going to be persecuted, is going to be hated, is going to be ridiculed, is going to be beat up, is going to be beheaded, is going to be tortured, is going to suffer many things in their life. They're going to be people that walk away from them, the people that hate their guts, families, wives, husbands, children. They're all going to walk away from them. Why? Because they got God in them, and the Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. Amen. People don't want to hear that, but people love darkness. Men love to be in sin. Men love to be in darkness. Men love to walk where it's dark. You think you're getting by with walking and doing things in the dark. You think you're doing this great thing, and there's a lot of things go on in the darkness. And I know they go in the light, too, when it's sunny outside, but most of the time, people love it when it's dark because nobody can see you and what you're doing. Amen? And I know there's people, I hope there's people listening, and I broadcast it, amen, and I'm not anything, but I tell you what, I will preach against sin every time that God tells me to, because sin is what destroyed the world. Sin is what's destroying our homes and everything else about this country and this world. Amen. The devil's a liar, man. He's been a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And people are living in sin and rolling around in the pig pen, and they call themselves Christians. Amen. I'm going to say some things. Amen. I'm not even sure how it's going to come out, but you know what? I'm going to leave in the Lord's hand. Amen. If you get offended, then you're offended by God's word. We got a problem today. Amen. The churches are full of lost people, and they think they're Christians. They think they love God, and they mouth it with their mouth, but their heart don't love God. But the day I got saved, God told me that if I didn't get saved that day, I would go straight to hell, and I knew it. May 25th, 1984, God spoke to my heart and said, boy, if you don't get saved today, you will die and go to hell. And I knew that I would go to hell. Amen. I hear these songs and I hear preachers, man, talking about, man, we need preachers that's going to preach today. Listen, we're living in a time, folks, that Christ is coming back. But I'm telling you, it's going to be problems. There's going to be troubles. And it's time for people and preachers to start preaching the book, man, and start telling people about sin again, and start telling them about hell. I heard a study that they said that most churches today won't even preach on hell anymore. They want their pizza programs. They want their pizza parties. They want their skate shut-ins. They want to have bubblegum parties. They want to bring people to church with candy. Halloween, man. Halloween is right around the corner. Trunk and treat. You know what's any different than trick or treat? It's all of the devil, man. Let me tell you something. You know what the problem is? The church ain't got nothing anymore. Because most of the churches are built on lost people. That's why they got to have programs. They have to have pizza parties. They have to have games for the children because they ain't got nothing. Because when you read in the Bible, Jesus Christ, he had something. The disciples had something. They had the power of God on them. They had the Spirit of the Lord all in them. They knew that Christ is Christ, that Christ is the King, that Christ is God. And they knew that. They didn't have to throw no big They were filled with the Holy Ghost of God. They wasn't afraid to preach against sin. They wasn't afraid to preach against the pornography shop. They wasn't afraid to preach against the people in the city with their beer stores opening up. They wasn't afraid to preach. They didn't compromise. They didn't care. People didn't really didn't even care if they could come to their churches. You know why? Because they were called by God. They were anointed by God to walk, to preach the word. They wasn't trying to fill the church house with lost sinners. They were preaching the word that people would get saved. Amen. They weren't worried about the numbers. Jesus said some have 30, some will 60, and some 100. In the fall, some people won't have very many. But nowadays, the churches are hung on numbers. People run out there on the streets. How many people you let the Lord? I led 1,000 of them, man. I preached to 20,000 people in one day. I led them to Jesus, but they turned away. Woo! You hear what I'm saying? You want to know how many numbers? I preached to millions, and they turned back on God. I'm leading Jesus Christ. I'm leading you to Jesus Christ tonight. How many of y'all are going to turn away? If you want numbers, huh? How many people you lead to Jesus? I lead them all to Jesus. Woo! You hear what I'm telling you? When you preach the gospel, you're leading, buddy. Hello? What's the seed? It's the word of God. You're preaching, though, you're leading. Hello? Woo, my goodness. I preached to 20,000 people one time in Athens, Georgia. I led them all to Jesus. You know, you hear this saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Woo, my goodness. Hey, I can lead you to Jesus, but what you going to do with it? I can help you get out of your drunkenness, but what you going to do with God? I can help you get out of your pornography. What you going to do about it? I can help you get out of your sinful lust and greed and filthiness. I can help you get out of sodomy. I can help you get out of being a lesbian. I can get you out of bathroom bill. I can get you out of all sin. But what you going to do with it? Huh? I can lead you. I can lead you to the fountain of life, amen. I can lead you to the water where you never thirst again. But what you going to do with it? Hello? Woo! I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it. Huh? I can preach to you till I'm blue in the face. I'm preaching you tonight, I can be blue in the face. I've led you to Jesus. Amen. I didn't have to bring no pizza party. I didn't have to bring you no bubble gum. Jesus never done that. He would feed those people after, listen to me, after he preached to them, after he talked to them. But you know what? When you look in there, you know how many days those people walked without eating and listening to him? Several days. He has something to offer them. He's got it today. The problem today is preachers like me are put down, and those that aren't even preaching are put up. Why? Because they're giving you bubble gum, and they put you in a skating party at night, and they lock the doors, and your little boys and girls fornicate. And you know what it is? You know why that church is? Let me tell you, if you got a church like that, you got a church that don't have the Spirit of God. Woo, hello. You don't have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God don't lead you to pizza party and bubble gum and candy because they saw that he had something that the religious Pharisees didn't have. Hello? Amen. The Pharisees are trying to get to heaven on their own merit. I hope I ain't too loud. I can't help it. That's fresh bread right out of the oven. I praise the Lord God Jehovah for it. I praise him so much. I do. I praise him tonight. I praise the God of heaven. I praise God that he's God. Amen. I praise God that my God is not Allah. My God is Jehovah. Amen. His son, Jesus Christ, is my brother. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God is my friend. And he liveth in me. Hallelujah. One day I'm going to see the King. Hallelujah. It just stirs me up. Amen. I thought about this today driving around. Coming back home from Nashville. I was sitting there driving. I think about it. Because I saw this sign that said, who is Jesus? And it stirred my heart. Let me tell you something. This old dope head, man. I went on his job site. I thought about this old boy. And I'm still praying for him. I don't know his name, but I tell you what, when I think about him, God knows who he is. I'm praying that old boy can save him, turn this world upside down, because you stinking the Christians ain't going to do it. Yeah, God uses the down and outers. God uses the whores. God uses the drunkards and the dope heads. And then because you self-righteous hypocrites, he can't use you because the nose is too high. Ooh. I'm going to be loved by the world. No, I'm not. I got some verses for you here in a minute. And I thought about this old boy. We was on a job site. Almost made me want to cry. He was just got, I know he was in a truck, I didn't see it. But from the way the guys were talking out there on the job, this guy was, he was a dope head. And I know what he was doing in the truck, I ain't going to say it, but I believe I know what he was doing. But when he came out there, all these guys, drunk on, I'm telling you, man, these guys are A1 carpenters that can build anything, but they're drunks and they're dope heads. And they're fornicators and adulterers and porno freaks. And I come out there on the job and I delivered mail to them. And I said, I tried to find a way to witness to them. And I said, hey, does anybody know? Can anybody tell me who Jesus is? And he said, dope head, man, long hair hippie guy. He turned around with fervency, buddy, and really, he had joy. And he had conviction, even though he was a dope head. He said, yeah, he's the King. I said, my goodness, man, I said, that stirred me up, boy. And it stirred me up right now. It takes a Godhead, man, to sit and say, Jesus Christ is King. And you can't even get people to jump up and shout and praise God inside the church house. And I'm not talking about what a lot of these churches do. Most of today are in the flat, women flopping all around the floor having sex with the devil. Yeah, I know that ain't going to go over too good either. But you know what? I don't give a rip. I don't give a rat flip, man. What the devil thinks, I can care less what that stinking thing thinks. We got the house of God filtrated with abominations, man. Yes, we do. But that old drug head jumped up and said, he's the King. I said, woo! I love it. Totally blew me away. Didn't expect that. I figured they said, oh, he's the son of God. Oh, yeah, he was God's son or, you know, or some of them might have said he was God. But that old boy, man, he jumped up. He wasn't ashamed. I'm telling you, I don't understand it. Why can't you saints get excited about Jesus? I mean, in some churches, man, he was preaching, and I tried going, and God be on me, and I just preached, man, with joy and fervency and the power of the Holy Ghost. And you tell those folks, man, what's wrong with you? Why can't you shout? Why can't you say amen? Hey, when I got saved, I got plugged into everything. I got 50 trillion, billion, gazillion watts poured into me. I got the Holy Ghost of God. I got a joy down in my heart. I've been through hell and back. I've seen the devil face to face. I mean, I've got a right to be happy. I got a right to be joyful. I got a right. The Bible says when these things come upon you, leap for joy. When you're persecuted and hated, and people walk away from you and say all things matter. get the saints of God to hardly move. You can come in there with, hey, man, we come in there with the dynamite of the Bible, but you still can't move them. Hey, I don't care if you label me Pentecostal. I don't care if you call me Baptist. I don't care. I am born again. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost of God. I have the power of God in me. I have the Son of God in me. The Spirit of the Lord dwelleth in me. And I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. I got saved. I don't know what you've got, but I got saved. And filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not afraid to say it. You call it what you want to do. It's the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Both of them are mentioned in the Bible. You ain't got to be afraid of it. Some guys need to be empowered by the Holy Ghost of God. And let the Spirit of the Lord have his way in your life. And don't hold back when you preach. Amen. Woo. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God I'm saved. I think you know that by now. I got saved. We got a lot of problems, man. Jesus has something. He has something. He called the Holy Ghost of God that dwelleth in me. Amen. I don't know what you got when you got saved, but I ain't a knot on the log. First time I ever said amen in the church, I thought they were going to kill me. In a church. I preached in a church. It was in Magnolia, Arkansas. I call out the name. I don't remember the name of the church that I visited. And that preacher was preaching on hell that night. Yeah, man. He was preaching his heart out. He was preaching the book. He didn't stammer and stutter. And guess what? That church was packed out. There had to be 50, 60 to 70 people in that little old bitty building. And you know what? Not one person said amen to that preacher. And I hadn't been saved long, man. Hadn't been saved long at all. But I knew that God dwelleth in me. I know in whom I believe. I know what happened to me. And I was excited about Jesus. I was excited about preaching. I listen to a lot of guys here on Facebook. They don't know it, but I listen to them. You know why? Because I love preaching. I love to hear the things of God. I love to see the scriptures. I love to pray. I love to call out on God. I love to cry. I love to dance. Yeah, I'll dance, buddy. I'll dance before the Lord, whether you like it or not. Because you didn't save me. You didn't call me. God Jehovah called me. And God touched me. And God put dancing in my feet. It says it in the Bible. You got to preach about that King James Bible when you're afraid to dance before the Lord. But it's in the book. Yeah, preach up. I think the problem is, it's kind of like this. There's other scriptures. We just read through the Bible. We flip back once. It kind of convicts our hearts. Yeah, the Bible even says, oh, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Yeah. That you're showing triumph, man. Read it. We triumphed over the devil. We kicked it. God, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he kicked the devil back to hell. Woo! That ought to make every saint of God shout, man, and keep on shout, 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 shout. Huh? Man, that ought to stir you up. That ought to turn you loose. Hey, man, I've seen some guys get turned loose, buddy, and shout and praise God. You know why? Because they know where they was, and they know where God found them, and they know what God does to them, and they're shouting. They ain't waiting to get to heaven. They're doing it now, buddy. Why? Because they know in whom they believe, and it ain't in the flesh. It's all done in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I'm trying to back off, amen. I'm trying not to get you loud. I hope it ain't blowing that out. I can't help it. Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited about what's going on. Amen. I preached last week about not being a sinner, man. I thank God I'm not. I got some more scriptures on that. I ain't going to touch that. I'm going to preach on something here in a minute. That's just my introduction. don't move. I love it when a whore's present. He fills your room. And God fills your heart. And God turns you loose. And he puts a joy in you that it don't matter if the devil pokes his head up. You still keep right on and shouting and praising God. Hey, man, you need to learn how to praise him now. If things are good for you, you better start praising him now. Because when it gets bad, hey, let me tell you something. You better know how to praise him then, too. It's easy to praise God when things are good. I heard a preacher say it one time, it's easy to tell someone to live by faith when you got a bunch of money in your pocket. Yeah. Wait till God takes them dollars away from you. Huh? Wait till you lose your job. Huh? Wait till God moves things out of your way so you can look up. Huh? Then you start telling people about faith. Wait till something happens to your family. Woohoo! Yeah! And praise God no matter what, no matter how it turns out. And you just praise God for it. And you just keep praising God. And God will bring you out. God will get you out of that valley. Because there's times are coming, buddy. Men, women, boys and girls alike, let me share something with you. When times get tough here in America, when they come in here and try to start cutting our heads off, putting us in prison and everything, he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Your wife might just walk the other way. Your children just might walk the other way. Your husband just might walk the other way. Where's your heart? Where's your treasures? Is your treasures on God? Who where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What are you going to do when things get tough? What are you going to do? Hey, listen, they might not even come over here and say, I want you to deny Jesus. Hey, the devil has cunning devices, and God said, we know them. If you're not close to God, if you ain't been praying and you ain't reading your Bible, you ain't close to God. You hear what I'm saying? You're not close to God, and guess what? You are opening yourself up to be deceived by the devil. Well, I'm saying I can't be. Yes, you can. You can be deceived. Till the end comes, then you can't be. But you will do things if you're not praying and reading that Bible. I don't care if you're a woman, boy, girl, daddy. Listen, if you ain't reading that Bible and praying and calling out to God, being the light for the Lord Jesus Christ, being a witness of folks around you, listen, these little things, these little devils going to poke their heads up in your life. And you're going to fall for them. You know, I've heard a lot of statistics about men on the Internet that are wrapped up in pornography. I mean, these people are supposed to be saved. You know what? They didn't die to their flesh. They got caught up in garbage. Women, the same thing. And they destroying their families. They ain't died to themselves. Their heart's not on God anymore. And some of them that do walk away from God, their heart never was on God. Never saved. They repeated a prayer after them. 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. And you're saved, baby. You're going to heaven. Now, if you don't repent, you ain't going. I'm sorry, you ain't going. I heard this preacher over here one time over here up in, I won't say northern Tennessee, but it's actually it's west. But you know what? He said this. And he's an apostolic. He said, I don't care how many times you've been baptized. He said, if you didn't repent of your sins, you ain't saved. Huh? Yeah. See, it's funny how churches today, even the apostolic, the Pentecost, listen, I love them. I got friends right now that love me to death, the black brothers, and the apostolic church that prays for me to do anything they can. They wouldn't even pay my way to go to Hades if I want to go. But that preacher said, if you don't repent and you get baptized, you ain't saved. Yes, no. He said, I don't care how many times you've been baptized. Huh? See, the thing is, my son's learning about it now. He learned about some things today. He's already knew about it, but it's just a confirmation when I heard him talk about it today.
Huh? And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They never say repent. And they make it, I'm telling you, listen. I've had people in baptized like that. I have a problem with that. I really don't. But if they don't tell them to repent, if that person comes up there and says, I want to get baptized, he says, well, what else are you supposed to do? He says, repent. That word repent, there's a comma. That comma means stop, take a break, wait a minute, man. Whoa, you got to do that first.
Hello.
The gift of God. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, people teach us the tongues. But see, the tongues is mentioned over there on the tongues and the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy and the gift of interpretation. That's all mentioned in one place. But when he talks about the gift of the Holy Ghost, what did God give us? Why did Jesus come down here? He gave us the Holy Spirit of God, right? Yeah, he sure did. What was the gift? For by faith, are you saved through faith that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. What was the gift that God gave to us through his Son? Salvation. That was the gift from God. He gave us the gift of salvation. That's right. I know you ain't going to like this. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift. For by grace are you saved through faith that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. God gave his Son. God gave Jesus. God done this. God gave his Son. Christ came to search out for sinners. Huh? He came to save sinners. Amen.
You don't mind if I get a drink, do you?
Hey, I'm leading you to Jesus. You hear me? I'm telling you, this ain't what I studied on. But I'm leading you to Jesus. I'm hoping there's some folks listening tonight that you got a burden on your heart knowing perfectly well if you died right now, you would not go to heaven. You know what? I can't see your heart. I can't see what's inside you, but God can. The Holy Ghost of God is convicting your heart. The Holy Ghost of God is saying, hey, look, you can't get to heaven by church membership. Not one time did Jesus ever say you can get to heaven by church membership. Not one time. Huh? It's not mentioned. Show me. Write me. I'm on Facebook. Show me the verse. You know what God said about, let me show you something about church membership. I don't know if I'm going to get to these scriptures tonight. I'm going to try because it ties in with all this. I'm going to let God just bring it in the way he wants to. But the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were trying to get to heaven on what? Their good merits. Huh? They were trying to get to heaven on what? Their church membership. They were trying to get to heaven their own way, and Jesus always rebuked them. Jesus never had time for them. Jesus said he knew their heart. He knew they wouldn't believe. They always came to him and said, you tell us who you are. Jesus said, I have already told you. He said, if I tell you that I'm not God and I'm not the Son of God, then I'll be a liar like you. I love that verse. He put it right back on. Here's what he says. Look it up. Look up liar. He said, I'll be a liar like you if I told you that. But I stand here, Jesus, I'm going to paraphrase. Jesus said, I stand here today, I am the Son of God, I am God in the flesh, and you still deny me. You had the prophets, all you Pharisees and you Sadducees have had the prophets from way back. You've heard of the coming Messiah. You heard, you read the scriptures. Huh? Think about it. You have read, you have heard from the prophets that there was one coming. He's the Messiah. And he talks about the things he would could do, and guess what? There he stands in front of them. There Jesus stands right there in front of every one of them. And what they do, crucify! Crucify him. Who does he think he is? Come to us telling us about God and he's God. And yet, all those years of studying, the Pharisees and the Sadducees went to hell. All those years of saying they're looking for the coming of the Messiah. And the Messiah stands in front of them. Jesus proved to them. He said, even if it's not by what I say, it's by the things that I do. Huh? His works. He showed them miracles. He healed the blind. He let the lepers, he cleansed the lepers. He let the deaf hear and the dumb talk. And they still, you know what they said? He's got a devil. He's got a devil? A devil. You would think they'd be happy. You know why they wouldn't? Because he was messing up their little tea party. Yeah. He was messing up their little thing they had going. See, they like to stand on the street corners. And I'm not talking about preachers. I'm talking about people with long robes on. And they stand there and they think they're being seen and heard. They think it's this great thing to stand out there and count the rosary. And send all these prayers out in the open. And they're trying to get man to glorify them. Sound familiar? Sound like Catholics to me. And now, sound like some Baptists to me. Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm the Pentecost, the apostolics, the faith healers. I got this simple thing for you people about these faith healers. Your little God, Benny Hinn, I call him Benny Chicken Hinn. Not hen, but hen, H-E-N. His eggs he lays are rotten. His fruit are rotten. He is a devil. He is a downright, out-in-the-open devil. It's the man. I'm talking about all these guys out there on TV land. I thank God I don't watch that stupid garbage anymore. Years ago, I did. I used to watch some of them. And I seen just years ago, I said, you're a devil. I'm thinking, man, these guys talking about, you know, Oral Roberts and all them. Man, why don't you guys run down there with your special healing powers and go down to these hospitals? There would never be cancer. There would never be crippled children. There would never be people with arms gone and legs gone. There would never be there. You know why they don't? Because they're lying hypocrite devils, man. Not one of them. You tell them I said so. And that one guy I seen it on Facebook talking about he was Jesus, he died a year ago, I think. I thought about that reprobate, too. He called himself Jesus. And he's idiots. Let me tell you something. If you're out there, you tattooed 666 on him, you got a problem with God. That's not the mark of God. When you read the Bible, it's the mark of the devil, man. I don't know that you're damned when you put that on it, but let me tell you something. That guy that you listened to, that you were following, he was the devil. It's amazing. He said he was God, but he's dead. Jesus said he's God. He died and he arose. That's a fact. That's even written in history. Huh? The people wrote it down in history that Jesus Christ came up out of the grave. Not just in the Bible. But in history, I know a guy out there in Georgia. They said he was God. They worshiped that man like he was God. Yeah, they did. And they built a thing when he died on the church property. They worshiped that guy like he was God, and he was teaching him that he was God. And when he died, he said he'll come back in 7 days and 7 years. Huh? 7 days went by, didn't come back. 7 years went by, still ain't back. You know why? He's dead in the grave. Wouldn't surprise me if that man went to hell. His name's Pike. Mr. Pike out there in Georgia. They had a church out there called Little Bethlehem, and they worshiped that man. They didn't worship God, they worshiped man. church people died because they followed him and not God. They were following men and not God. They had their eyes on that man. They had their eyes on him. And when he died, then when, listen, Ted, I'm telling you, there was a bunch of them women out there, man, had black rings around their eyes. They were dead. Walking. Not walking. Every time I see them, they look like dead people walking. Why? Because they ain't listen to what he said about he's coming back. He's not God. And even if you're God's servant, let me tell you something. You ain't coming back until Jesus comes back. If you die and go to the grave, you are not coming back before Jesus does. You hear me? Their works. TV evangelists, their works are nasty. They're eggs, itty bitty hen. He's a nasty chicken. He's got lice all over him. He's got the plagues that God sent on this earth on him. He's a devil transformed himself into a minister of light. Huh? Why don't you believe the Bible? See, people get mad at us because we believe the Bible. They say, you literally believe that Bible. I said, yeah, I literally believe it's God's word. It was God that breathed on those men to give that Bible to us. And when I got saved, God opened my eyes and said, this is real. It's the true and living God. He's not dead. He's alive. Jesus said, we are a lively stone, buddy. We are a lively people. That's why the Muslims want to kill us. Hey, man, you know what? Since I mentioned Muslims, there's people out there on the Internet and people all over this place. I shared a thing last night on my Facebook page because I've been around them Muslims. You know, I've been around them. I preached down there in Georgia. That's part of what my testimony was last night on the Facebook. I have been down there. I fed the homeless for 10 years down there. I took care of them homeless people. I preached to them first. I would preach the word of God to them, and the Muslims would be down about 700, 800, maybe 1,000 feet away from us, and they would be standing down there with a sign. But you know how people say Jesus on us. You know, they got the picture, what you call Jesus, that little long-haired hippie, little eyeballs, you know, lovely little guy. You know, he tiptoed through the tulip kind of Jesus. That ain't Jesus. I'll let you know this right now. Jesus didn't have long hair. I tell you that real quick. That came from the Catholics. But anyways, they would have a picture down there saying it was Jesus. But they would have devil horns on him. Now these are the people, you know, the Muslims here in America, you know, all you people that love them to death here, you're saying they're good people. You say your neighbors are Muslims. They're good. I got Muslims that are my neighbors, and they hate me because I love Jesus. Yes, they do. Just because I named the name of Jesus Christ, I got scriptures on my truck. I had another truck, and I had Jesus as Lord on the front of it. They don't like that. And I told this person on my Facebook, I said, let me tell you something. If there's Muslims in this country and they are reading the Quran and they're not practicing the Quran, they are not real Muslims. They are not true Muslims. That's kind of like over here, you call yourself a Christian, but you're not. You just got a form of godliness, but you deny the power. You say you're a Christian, like the Pharisees said, I'm a Christian, but you live like hell. You're just like the fake Muslims over here. They call themselves Muslim, but they're not following the Quran. Because let me tell you something. A true Muslim is going to follow that Quran to the T if they really believe what that Quran is saying. And I'm against them. I believe they're devils. I believe they hate God, and they proved it by the Quran. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate Christians. They hate American people. And what they've been taught by the Quran, they've been taught that Allah says it's okay to lie if you have to. It's in their Quran. It's in their book. It's not holy. It's a book. Laid out by a person. church of. You're all of that you call God. He's fake. He's fake. There is no recording, even in history, that anybody ever saw or spoke to Allah. Oh, you know why? Because that perverted, no good for nothing, Muhammad, he made him up. That's a fact, people. And a woman say, oh, that ain't a fact. Yeah, it's a fact. It is a total fact. Go back and study. Look it up. Problem is, you're just thinking lazy. You won't go back, you know, because you're catering to them. You know why? Because you got the same devil spirit in you as they have. Huh? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Hey, if you are a Muslim lover, let me tell you something. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm going to tell you something. If you cater to them and you think that's so great, guess what? Your father's the same devil that they have. They serve the devil. Yes, they do. God is Jehovah. Jesus Christ, they don't even like Jesus at all. And it says in the Quran, anybody that worships Jesus or follows Jesus is to be put to death. That's why I say, if they're Muslims in America, they call them American Muslims. Let me tell you something. They're not Muslims. They're not. They're what we call, we got Mennonite people out here around us, Mennonites and Amish. Well, we got some of them around here there. We call them pretendinites. Yeah. They're pretendinites. They just pretending that's what they are. They got no convictions. They got nothing about them. They think they're going to go to hell when they're supposed to be saved, but they believe they can go to hell after they're saved. And I call the Muslims here in America, I believe you're just Muslim. You're a pretending Muslim. That's what you are. You're a pretending Muslim. You're pretending to be something that you're not. Because you're going to have to follow that Quran. Let me tell you something, okay? I'm going to share something with you, and I'll try to get back. You say that you're a Muslim. Do you know if it really breaks out over here, and the Muslims really try to start taking over here in this country? Do you know? Listen to me, Muslims. They call yourself Muslims. Do you know if you do not abide by what they tell you, if the stronger hand starts taking control, guess what? You being a Muslim, they're going to take you out of here. Yeah. They have a right to kill their own people. That's what they say. You don't follow them. Anybody does not follow Allah or the Quran. And that means you people that call yourself Muslim, everybody says you're good people. Well, you're going to find out how good you are, because if they ever make it over here, guess what? You're going down with the Christians. You're going down with anybody that said, look, I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't need your Allah, I don't need Muhammad. You're going down with them. Mark my word. But there's a lot of people out there. I praise God tonight, I really do. I'm glad I'm saved. You know, when I hear about these people being beheaded, oh, I know everybody's freaked her out today, man. Everybody, I didn't. I just went to work today like it was another day. Hey, I got God on my side. I ain't afraid of 911. I still believe it. I believe the government was in on it. You know, people say, oh, no way. Yeah, I do, man. Why? We've been talking about it a little bit. Do you really think that people are dumb? I think some people that say it didn't happen are dumb. You say, well, why would you say that? Let me ask you something. They showed an airplane that crashed, and guess what? I think it's amazing that the one in Pennsylvania, the airplane and the so-called airplane in Pennsylvania, the so-called plane at the Pentagon. Do you really believe that that thing hit it so hard that it disintegrated everything? Do you know how many degrees it takes to to cremate a body? Do you know how long it takes to cremate a body? They put that body in the cremation, man, and it takes a little while. But it's funny, man, 100+ people were cremated immediately. Don't that sound kind of stupid? Now, another thing, why wasn't there no beer bottles, no whiskey bottles, no Coke bottles, no fingers, no screens, no chairs, no paper, no nothing? You mean it disintegrated everything? And it's funny that they got show this airplane on Facebook that crashed, and guess what? It didn't disintegrate. It was a hoax. It was set up. It was a setup. This whole thing from years back has been a setup. I'm telling you. So, folks, you better get ready. Hey, you better get ready if you're a child of God. You better know in whom you believe. I'm going to read this right here. I'm going to read. I don't even know how it all come out right now, but it just came out, okay? I ain't lost my place. I'm still in my same place. I'm still standing where I started. Listen. People talking about Jesus said this. That's the name of what I said. Hey, Jesus said this. And Jesus said, judge not, lest ye be judged. Right? Isn't that what he says? And people say, see, they're talking. No, but see, people never finish reading the Bible. Jesus said that. Huh? Didn't he? Okay. Now I'm trying to tie all this in together and see how it goes. And, you know, I'm thinking about people. The Bible said in Luke 6, I'm going to read. He said, judge not, and he shall not be judged. Condemn not, and he shall not be condemned. Forgive, and he shall be forgiven. Given, it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. See there? Whatever you put out there, you better know that you're living for God. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But see, a lot of people, they're not, and they don't understand the scriptures. And he spake a parable unto them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For this is the part I want you to see. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For out of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Huh? Right? Is that not so? For every tree is known by its own fruit. Right? Jesus said this. Every tree is known by its own fruit. Did not. It is amazing. When I preach on the streets, I preach all over this country. And the first thing out of their mouth is, judge not. You know what? I wasn't even looking at them. I don't even know. I'm telling you, 100% of those people out there, I don't know one of them. I'm not looking at one of them. I'm preaching the Bible. I'm preaching the word out there. I'm putting out the gospel. But it sure is amazing when you start preaching the gospel, they say, well, you're judging me. I don't even know who you are. How can I be judging you? Well, you just said, well, are you doing that? Problem is, God just judged you. The Spirit of God smoked your heart. You know inside your heart you're doing that. That's why it bothered you. You know, I always say this, that you can take a pack of dogs and have them out there and throw a rock. And the one that hits is going to yap. Huh? And guess what? It works every time. You can go out there and preach, man. And you just out there minding your own business. And you preach about pornography. Boy, that stirs them up. You know why? Because their house is full of it. You know why? Because their job is full of it. You know why? Because they're full of it. Their internet is full of it. And they say, that's not your testimony. I'm not judging you. God has got your number. The Bible says to preach the word. Be it in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We have to preach the truth to the world. All right, you're supposed to just tell them John 3:16. No, we are to preach the truth. We are to preach the gospel. We are to preach Christ. But we are to preach and show you your sin. Cry loud. Isaiah 58:1. Cry loud. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their sin. Huh? Tell them what it is. Know ye not? I go out there and preach this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Know ye not that the unrighteous cannot enter into the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. You know who he was talking to? The church. He was in Corinth. He said, look, don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of mankind, nor thief, nor drunkard, nor sorcerer, no liar shall inherit the kingdom of God. Just preach that. And you're not looking at anybody. You're not looking at highball to highball saying, hey, I'm talking to you. Listen, guys. When you go out there on the streets, you don't even have to say nothing about them women wearing their short shorts and they're hanging and banging out there on the street. Cops, man, everything about the fallout, you ain't even got to mention that. You just preach, man. Hey, preach 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It's kind of like this. I preach a lot in jailhouses. And you know what? You can go inside that jailhouse and you can preach to those people, men and women alike. You preach to them. And you know what? They can sit there and say, yeah, preacher, you're right. You're right. You know why? Because they know. They have admitted why, because they got caught. Now, but you know what? When you're out on the street free and someone preaches the word of God to you, you don't like it. Why? Because you're free. Because you've been caught. You got caught by the Holy Ghost of God, and but you don't like it. You're free. And you will never admit. Huh? Pride goeth before destruction, the Holy Spirit before a fall. You won't admit it. But you go out there and preach that. And you can find out where people's fruit are. You can go out there and stand, I've been inside churches, and you find out where people's fruit are. You can tell what kind of tree they are. And see, here it says, what did I say? For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs. This is what I wrote, verse 44, in chapter 6 of the book of Luke. You know what he said here when God said, Jesus said, for of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Why? Because they're fruits. Their fruit showing who they are, right? The disciples showed good fruit. Now, I wrote this. For a porno shops, men do not gather Bibles. Huh? No, you ain't going to gather Bibles at a porno shop. Huh? For a bars, men do not gather holiness. Ain't going to be no holiness in no bar, is there? Why? For a gambling casino, men do not gather godliness or contentment. For self-righteousness, men do not gather to get salvation. Huh? time. And what did Jesus say? By their fruits, you shall know them. And people say, just not. Okay, let me ask you this. If you're walking down, and there's a lot of places in our country, just about everywhere you go now, there's a bar. Some places are still dry counties. And I'm praying for Magnolia, Arkansas, that it stays dry. Now the rich people trying to come in there after the other rich people that have fought against it all these years. Now these other rich people are trying to get this place in Magnolia, Arkansas, Columbia County. They're trying to make it wet. I said, no! But they're looking at what? What are they looking at? Money. Why? Because their fruit is rotten. Huh? Jesus said, by their fruit, for a good tree bringeth not forth good fruit. A good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. If you're a bad tree and you keep doing bad and you're still living in sin, you're a bad tree. Your fruit is bad. It's rotten. It stinks. You're lost. You're not saved. You're still living in sin.
What did I just say? Let me go read it. I'm going to read it from the Bible because I want you to see what the last verse says on that. Huh? Let's see here. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not... Now, this is the Bible now. Jesus said he was the Word. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's a sodomite. That's a sissified man. Nor abusing himself with mankind. Oh, my goodness. Yes, now that you be judged, Brother Wally. Oh, hey, okay. I'm reading right from the Bible. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor reviler, nor extortioner shall inherit the kingdom of God. Huh. You're not going. But that's the bad fruit. You see what I'm saying? This is not, this right here, bad tree. Their fruit's bad. But now listen. This is a good tree. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. We are justified. We are sanctified. We are washed. Hallelujah. Huh? We're lost and sanctified, my goodness, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're a good tree now. But above that, that's a bad tree. Their fruits ain't no good. They stink. They're nasty. Ain't no good. The Bible talks about in there, it says, for where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. Where's your treasures? Where's your treasure? Jesus said that. Where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. Huh? What you got your heart set on? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Hey, by their fruits you know them. You hear me? By your fruit you can tell who you are. I've been around people that I don't even want to be around. I see a lot of people. I meet a lot of people. Even at the place I work, man, people come in and buy stuff from us, and they leave, and they got a mouth, man, that they, you just want to roll out the toilet paper and give it to us, and, man, wipe your mouth. Huh? Yeah. Say, man, ain't nothing but filth spewing out of your mouth. I always told them on the streets, man, they come up there and cuss you out. I come out and cuss you bad. I said, man, you need to put a diaper on that mouth. Why? Because it's nasty. And the Bible says it's not what goes in the mouth, but what comes out of it. And you're defiled. Whatever comes out of your mouth is defiled because they don't know Jesus. They're lost and going to hell. I was lost one day going
get where I found you. Don't get so high and mighty that you think you're better than they are. That's preaching now, ain't it? And I'm going to imagine now some of your preachers' lives. Some of you guys think you're better than everybody. But pride goes before destruction. A man thinking he's standing, take heed lest he fall. I've seen a lot of preachers fall because of pride, thinking they're better than everybody. Let me tell you something. Before you got saved, you were a cesspool of nastiness. Yes, you were. You were a cesspool of sin and ugly and stinking, no good for nothing. Cesspool, a toilet bowl, a septic tank. You hear me? I don't care. I see some guys, man, they say, man, I didn't, hey, before I got saved, I know I wasn't saved. And, you know, I didn't go to church, man. I grew up in the church, you know. I didn't sleep with a bunch of women. I married just one woman. And I've been married to her all my life, man. And I said, hey, I didn't get caught up in drugs and drinking beer and things like that. I didn't get caught up in pornography. But you know what? God recorded you somewhere in the Bible. Yeah, well, you did, yeah. You remember the rich man? The young man that Jesus came to? And he told him that, yeah, about doing his the good, you know, and he kept the law, you know. He didn't break any of them. He said, from my youth up, I didn't look at pornography. From my youth up, man, when I got old enough, I wasn't out there fornicating. From my youth up, I didn't get caught up in all this stuff like all these other kids did in school and all these things. And Jesus told him, go sell what you got. You know what God showed him? He's just as nasty as that man that was caught up in pornography, that was caught up in drunkenness, that was caught up in adultery. You're just as nasty, you're just as stinky as he was. Only problem is God caught you. Yeah, them other guys, some of them in jail, man, they got caught by the law, and they realized, and God dealt with their heart, and they got saved. And you know what? I've seen a bunch of them, and you know what? They're not walking around with their nose up in the air thinking they're better than you. But I tell you what, you guys, man, let me share something with you preacher men out there. You better take heed lest you fall. Thinking you're better than that guy out there, man, let me tell you something. It's only by the grace of God, man, we got saved. It's only by God's grace that God will send Paul to the Gentiles, buddy. And you better not ever forget that, preacher man. Walk around, man, with a cocky attitude, thinking you're somebody. You stink, buddy. You stunk in the nostrils of God, just like me. Who are you talking to? I don't know, but God knows. Yeah. Hey, your tree was rotten at one time. Your fruit was right. You went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and your fruit said you stink. Your tree said I go to church, but your fruit says you're going to hell. That's all. Yeah. You ever thought about that one?
Hello? I hope I'm not too loud to you people out there. I'm trying my best, man. I'm trying to stay away from the phone. Hey, man, I'm just preaching, okay? I got a desire to see people saved. I read this Bible, and I see when I walk out the door in my house and I get amongst people, and I see the hypocrisy. I see all the garbage, man, of the church. So filtrated with Pharisees and Sadducees thinking they're going to heaven on their good words. Listen, you can't be good enough. By grace are you saved through faith, that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How hard is that to understand? Well, that's only one. How many you need? I'll give you two of them. Huh? I'll give you another one. You want to hear another scripture? Let me give it to you. Amen. I love people, man. I do. You got to say, don't sound like it. Hey, man, I can't help what I sound like. You and your wife get in an argument, don't sound like y'all love each other either. Uh-oh. Got quiet on that. Here's another one. Listen to me. I'm going to read. I'm in Titus chapter 3. Now, put them in mind, okay? Let's see here. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts, all kinds of lusts and pleasures. You know, you guys that talk about, you know, you think you're better than everybody because you didn't smoke dope, you didn't chew, you didn't run with girls who do. But you lusted after women. You might have married one woman, amen. You might have married your grown up sweetheart. You might have married your high school sweetheart, but you were lusting after everything you walk. Huh? Yeah, she didn't see the times you were in your room with your pornography. Hello. Whoa, good night alive. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient. Were you disobedient to your parents? Guess what? That's sin. Did you connive against your parents? That's sin. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Deceived, oh my goodness. Serving divers lust, pleasures, oh my goodness. Kind of like the Baptist church. Living in malice and envy. Not all Baptists. Don't get it wrong. Don't get mad at me. Man, I'm a Baptist. I was born a Baptist. I got saved with the Baptist. I'm a Baptist. Well, praise God. The Methodists say the same thing. The Pentecostals say the same thing. The Apostolics say the same thing. Church of Christ says the same thing. Salvation Army says the same thing. Goodwill says the same thing. But are you born again? Hello? Are you born again? You know what I mean? Huh? Serving divers. Well, I hope people are listening. You know, I didn't get on this radio program to build numbers. And way I preach, I know it don't feel good sometimes. I try to. I really do, man. I try my best. I want God to use me in a way that he's pleased. I'm not trying to please man, but the Holy Ghost of God, amen, he convicts my heart to preach. And if something's stinging you, man, get it right. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. You know, the hate of God is not the same as hate as man. And God does hate. You know, for you people that say God don't hate anybody, well, check out Psalms 5:5 for beginners. Then start looking up, get your concordance and look up the word hate. Nowadays, I think it's amazing. You guys got, you girls and or you women and you men out there got them phones and you can put the Bible on there and put the KJV on there. Now, don't get them perverted books out there, the NIV and the non-inspired version, the RSV, the rattlesnake version. Don't get none of them. The bad news for modern men, don't get them. Don't buy them. They're not Bibles. I'll tell you that right up front. No bad than that. I have a perfect. I read a inspired, inerrant, infallible book. I have a book that has already prophesied everything that has gone on in my life, everything that's gone on in everybody else's life, everything that's gone on before I died is already written in this book. It's alive. And that's why people hate it. That's why people hate God and Jesus Christ, because they're alive. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass. I'll tell you what, Muslims and everybody else that hates Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. And you people that don't want to read the Bible, you ain't going to do away with it. Lesbians and atheists and sodomites have their hand in on the NIV. But let me tell you something, you'll not do away with the word of God. You will not do it. It will stand sure. It will stand fast. It's unmovable. It will not move. But after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, listen to me now, I ain't lost my place. What did I say in the scripture before that? For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Catholics, there's others out there. Even everybody's trying to work their way to heaven. You can't work enough. You can't be good enough. The Bible said again, I'm in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, says, not. What does not mean? It means not. No, not a zero zilch. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's through Jesus Christ's blood we are justified. We are made holy. We are cleansed by the blood. It's the blood. Nothing added to it, nothing taken from it. You try to work your put works in there on Jesus died on that cross, yet his blood, and you're adding to the scriptures. The works come after you're saved. You have faith in God. You repented of your sins. God saved you. And then you start working for God. The works after you're saved, it will show who you are. That's why he talks about your fruit. That's why he talks about a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. You're working either way. If you're lost, you're working. Yeah, you're doing everything wrong. You're going to the bars. You're wrapped up in pornography. You're wrapped up in sin. You don't care about God. You could care less to hear about God than your works. Your works are bad. But the works of a child of God are different. They're good. You'll be working for Jesus, not to be saved and not to keep yourself saved. You're working because you are saved. That's right. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. Our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Well, God knows my heart. Well, the Bible says the man's heart is desperately wicked. And God don't look at he don't look on the outward, he looks on the inward. Everybody's, oh, y'all see there? He don't look at my outward. That's why I can dress half naked out there and she'll call myself a Christian. No, but God looks at your wicked heart. You're right. You got that scripture right, honey. God don't look at my outside. You're right. You just go to church all naked all you want to. Hey, let me tell you how bad it is in America, man. Down there in Florida, you got a pervert out there down there in Florida, and he's telling his congregation to come to church nude. You got a black church down there somewhere that's telling their women not to put underclothes on when they come to church. That's pretty perverted. They're perverts. They are. They're lustful, adulterous, fornicating, lustful perverts. And you know what? These dumb people, you know why? Because it's the blind leading the blind. These men walk into the church naked, and they got their wife naked. And they say there's nothing wrong with it. But God said he put clothes on Adam and Eve, and the clothes that Adam and Eve made wasn't good enough, so God clothed them with his own clothes. And yet God said that man will be what? He will, what? The wife. God made the wife for the man, did he not? The woman? You mean to tell me you're going to go to church naked and that don't bother you? Something wrong with you. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be dirty on here. I'm just telling you the truth. Something wrong with you. You're not a man. And I'll tell you what, that's pathetic. You are a sorry excuse of a preacher. You are a sorry excuse of a man and a woman. You are a sorry excuse of a husband and a wife to think you could go to church like that. You know what you've done? You know all you're doing? You're saying it's okay so you can go to church and look at everybody else. And you want them looking at you. Don't tell me you got your mind on God.
I don't know why I said that, but I threw it out there. Don't cost you one dime. Huh? It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. For the Pharisees and Sadducees out there thinking, I'm better. He remember the man, the sinner, the king went over there and he was praying. And the man comes up and said, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like other men. I'm glad, Lord, that I didn't get wrapped up and born out of it. God, I'm glad I didn't steal anything. And Lord, I kept myself pure. And I got only one wife here, God, that I've been with. And I didn't run with a horse or anything. And didn't get caught up in fornication and everything, you know. And he's up there telling God just how proud he is. And that old sinner boy comes out there and says, Lord, forgive me. The man didn't even look up, man. He had his head down. The man knew, man. He knew what he was. There's a lot of people in churches today, man, the same way. Oh, man, I'm talking about you preachers out there, man, they're preaching and think you got the woods on fire. And that these people are listening to you, and you know what? You got your nose so far up in the air, if it rains, it's going to kill you. You're going to drown. Because you think you're better than that old whore that was on the street. You think you're better than Rahab. Ooh. You think you're better than the woman of the well, Jesus. Hey, come see a man who told me all I did. Come see what he did. Look what he did. Look what he told me. Come see a man. What did Jesus say to the woman caught in adultery? Go and sin no more. Huh? The Bible says, I believe it's Luke 6, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Ow! Watch it, preacher. You better watch it, preacher, man. Take heed lest you fall. Take heed lest you fall. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did they... So did their fathers to the false prophets. Look out, Jesse Duplantis. Look out, Too Dumb Jake. Benny Chickenhead. George Meyer in the clay and the mud. Miry mud. Meyer, mud. Titus 1, verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in work they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good word, reprobate. They profess that they know God. They profess. There's people all over this country and all over this world, they're saying they know God. And they're professing that they know God, but in works they deny him. Their works ain't lining up with God. Their works, they're not telling people about Jesus. They're not going to church for Jesus. They're not going and doing the things of God. They're not staying away from sin. They're not staying away from the drunkenness. They're not staying away from the pornography. They're not staying away from all the filth and the garbage of Egypt. They're not staying away. Why? Because they don't have God. They profess that they know God. But in their works they deny him. It proves by their fruit you shall know them. By their fruit. And Jesus said that by your fruit. Don't you know God knows you? Don't you understand that God already knows what kind of game you're playing? Don't you understand that? You don't live one day for God and the next day for the world. When I'm saved and I'm not, I don't sin and I'm forgiven forever. That's the way it works, honey. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. I had a guy one time, we was down there in Monroe, Louisiana. And I praise God they shut that reprobate place down. But there's a pornography shop down there. Right there on the interstate in Monroe, Georgia. And not one Baptist, Pentecostal, Apostolic Church of Christ
Not one preacher from any church would stand down there but us. We're from Liberty Baptist Church from Louisiana. Me and my pastor, Brother Alan Russell, and a few of the men and my children, my boys, we go down there in Monroe, Louisiana, and we stand down there across the street and preach to them devils that are going in that pornography shop. Do you know how many Christians go in there and they call themselves Christians? Do you know that in Jeremiah, they was asked the question, Jesus said, and the Lord said, Jeremiah says, in there, and it shows in the Bible, it says in Jeremiah, will you still kill, rob, and come to my house and say, we have been delivered to do these things? They actually said that back in Jeremiah's day. They said, we've been delivered so we can go do these things. That's my concept of people today. But we are preaching in front of that pornography shop down there in Monroe, Louisiana. And this guy comes out of there, and I never dreamed I would hear what I heard. I never even thought about it. I done studied it. I done preached it on the radio many times. And this guy rolls down his window, looks at me, and said, I have been delivered to do these things. I couldn't believe it. I mean, Bible opened up right in front of my eyes. It's happened like that many a time. And people come to you on the streets and say, man, I've been delivered. I'm saved, man. I'm okay. I can still go out there and do these things because I'm saved. No, you're lost. Go straight to hell. And some preacher lied to you. Fact. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you're not new, you're still old. Amen. If you have not had a change in your life, and I'm not talking about a turn around or walk away when people say our repentance is turning. No, let me tell you something. It's a change. A repentant heart changes. It's not turning from sin. God changes you from sin. Hello. Yeah. It's more than just turning from sin. You can turn from sin being lost. Yes, you can. What do you think AA and NA is out there, man? You ever thought about it? They turn from sin. They turn from drinking. That's sin. They turn from drugs. They turn. Huh? No, when you repent, you change. If there is no change, the Bible even says in Psalms, therefore there is no change, for they love not God. There's no change in them because they don't love God. They can say they're saved all they want to. They can say they're Christians all they want to. But if their life has never changed, they are lying. They're not saved. Judge not. Yes, I am judging. I will judge the tree by its fruit. I have every right under God. When you read Matthew 7, when he says, judge not. He didn't say you can't. He said, by what measure you judge, I am going to be measured with what I am. Now I will be judged by what measure I'm putting out tonight. And God says, you are clean. Why? Because I have been born again. You hear me? I won't bat an eye, so yeah, I'm judging. I am judging whoever comes my way and they want to challenge me. I say, are you still a drunkard? Not an alcoholic, a drunkard. Are you committing adultery? They say they're Christians. They say they go to church. Are you still lying? You going down there to the casino, down there on the boat, down there in Louisiana? No! You're a liar and the truth is not in you. God don't live in you. Let me tell you, according to the Bible, a child of God will be chastened by God Almighty. You hear me? God chastens those whom he loves. That ought to tell you something there. I wonder if that means that God don't chasten you, he don't love you. Amazing. He only chastens his people. Read it, Hebrews chapter 12. Is that not what it says?
Yet now I can hear it. 30 minutes?
I thought you did a while ago.
Okay. Judge not. By their fruits you shall know them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We don't walk like we used to walk. I've said this before. I just like the saying, John Jasper, a black preacher, he used to preach with one leg up in there. He always let hold one of his pants legs and preach on one foot. Why? I don't know. But he always said, if you is what you was, then you ain't. And that's so true. Hebrews chapter 12 said, if you are without chastisement, then therefore are you bastards and not sons. God said he chastened those whom he loved. He chastened you as sons. He don't chasten you if you're lost. He brings judgment, but he don't chasten. He chastens his children. By their fruit, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. That's what Jesus said. This is coming from Jesus. If you're a good tree, you cannot, no way, no shape, no form, can you bear bad fruit. You can't do it. What he said, is that not what he said? A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. What he said, is that right? That's right. The Bible said in Matthew 7, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, where's your treasure at tonight? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What treasure are you holding on to? Are you storing up? That's where our works come in. We're storing up in heaven. Is that not correct? Is that not what the Bible teaches? Is that not what Jesus said? To store in heaven? Right? We're working down here for Christ to what? To store what? In heaven. It's our works. We can't work enough to go to heaven. Let me ask you this. Since we're on that, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me ask you a question. If we get to heaven by works, how many works do you have to do to get there, and when will you know if you've done enough? It'd be a pretty crying shame that you work all your life, I mean just work 24/7, and you get there and you stand before God and say, well, you had one more, buddy. And you've got to go in. Don't that sound stupid? Huh? Isn't that stupid? I'm not saying God. I'm talking about you. Whoever it is. That's dumb. Whoever teaches that. What or how many works does it take to get to heaven? None. It took Jesus Christ to go to the cross to shed his blood for us to go to heaven. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He is the way to heaven, not the way. Jesus said, I am the way, not works. I am the truth, the word of God. He is the king. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by works? I don't think so. By baptism? I don't think so. By tongues? I don't think so. You get to the Father through Jesus Christ. You hear me? You get to heaven when you come to Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way. Let me ask you this. I'm not being ugly. I might look ugly, but I'm not trying to be ugly in my voice. Or let me ask you this. Since we brought that up. Like I said, how many works does it take to get us to heaven? And if we stand before God and we didn't do one more, that means we're going to hell. God's going to send you to hell because you didn't work enough, but yet God is not going to let you know before you die how many works you got to do. Okay, now let me ask you this. What sin is it that will cause you to be lost again after you're saved? Because I deal with this a lot. There's not one sin that will cause you to be lost after you're saved. Not one. Not one. No.
let's just throw it out there. You see, sin will cause you to be lost again. Well, what sin is it? I can't get nobody to answer me on that. I talk to a Mennonite over here that works around us sometimes. They believe you can be lost after you're saved. And there might be people listening tonight that think you can be lost after you're saved. What sin causes you to be lost? And let me throw this out there. My son thought about that because we were talking to the Mennonites. And we asked them, so what sin? My son says, well, what sin is it that will cause you to be lost? And the man looked at us and says, I don't know. I'm like, you don't know? You don't know what sin will cause you to be lost? And then my son says, you know, it'd be pretty bad. You stand before God, and God said, now you're going to hell because of this last sin you committed. Something like that. You committed a sin, and God's going to throw you into hell, but you didn't know you committed that sin? You know, you don't know what sin is that caused you to be lost again. So God, when you die, you stand before God, and God said, okay, you're going to hell. You say, huh? What? What did I do? Well, you sinned. Now you're going to hell. What sin? I don't know what sin. Don't that sound stupid? You know what I think about most people like that? I don't think you're saved. Just not. I'm not picking on you. I'm saying this because God does not lie. Let me show you something. Let me show you from the Word. So you don't think I'm picking on anybody. I want you to see this. He that hath the Son, I'm in 1 John chapter 5, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Comma. It's amazing they put that comma there. Yeah. I love commas. I mean, I'm just falling in love with them. Repent, comma. He says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, comma. Why? It's a cause. You think about it. Well, what causes me to be a liar? You hear me now, don't you? Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. You catch that? Now, you understand what I'm saying. I want you to get this. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. What is the record? I love the Lord. I love the Bible because it explains everything. And this is the record. Comma. You know what that means? Go back on what you just read. Here's the record. What did God say? Now he's telling you, well, here's the record now. And what God called you a liar? For what? For not believing what? The record that God gave of his Son. What is the record that God gave of his Son? That God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He gave us eternal life. That means forever. We talk about eternity all the time. I'm talking about people that think they can be lost after they're saved. You talk about eternity, but you won't have no eternity in heaven. Because you don't know whether you're saved or not. And this is a record that God has given to us, eternal life. And there's another comma. Why? Go back because of the record. And the record is that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have, maybe, also, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. When I got saved, I asked God to save me, and I never, ever doubted. To this day, I don't believe I've ever doubted that I ever got saved. I never feared hell again. I never thought about wanting to go back and live in sin again. I ain't saying I haven't sinned, because I have. But I do know this. I'm not a sinner. I've been saved, sealed, and sanctified by the Holy Ghost of God. And I know in whom I believe. I don't fear hell. I don't worry about hell. I'm going to heaven when I die. He said he saved me from my sin. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to sin. Do you hear me? I don't care if you like that or not. I do not have to sin. It is a lie from hell for people to say that because you still have yourself, you have to sin. That's a lie. You sin because you want to sin. Yes, you do. The Bible says you do. You're gone away by your own lust. You sin because you left lust in your heart. And that don't mean just after a woman. It could be anything. God don't make you sin. And the devil don't throw, he don't make you sin. You sin because of the lust of your own heart. How much? Okay. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. In the Bible, Jesus said himself, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That means you, me, anybody, you can't even take yourself out of God's hand. You can't do it. You're still talking about works, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saves us. Not by works of righteousness. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Go back to 1 John. You say you're sin fanning, you can't get out of sin, you say you're saved, you're a Christian. I'm gonna call you otherwise. Bible teaches, Jesus said this himself. He said, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. You can't straddle the fence. You can't serve God and mammon too. Hate one or draw to the other, or you know. And most of the time, hey, if you're a hog that's never changed, you're still a hog. My little children, 1 John chapter 2, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. That you sin not. That you sin not. My little children, who's he talking to? His people, the church, the saved, the anointed, the sanctified, the set apart, the child of God, the disciples, the preachers, the Christians. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him. And hereby we do know that we know him, comma. Take a breath. Stop. Pause. And hereby we do know that we know him,
if we keep commandments. We know him if we keep his commandments. We know God if we keep his commandments. Hey, listen, the law was written in our hearts and our minds. We wonder why, you know, we're not under the law. It's because God has written them in our hearts and minds, and we know what they say. We know those commandments, but there's more than just those commandments. Jesus gave us many commandments. And hereby we know that we know him. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they will not follow another. His sheep knows his voice. They will not follow the devil. They will not. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice. Jesus said this. My sheep know my voice, and they will not follow another. If they hear a strange voice, the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, they will turn and run from it. When those things are coming up and they are not of God, the child of God will turn and run from it because it's not Jesus' voice. It is not Jesus telling you to see it. It is not Jesus telling you to go out and commit adultery. It is not Jesus. It is not Jesus telling a child of God to do wrong. Jesus said, when you hear that strange voice, you will turn and run from it. And here in 1 John chapter 2, he's talking to the church that he talks about. He's letting you know that up front. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Now, listen to this. He that says, I know him. I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night. Every time we have a revival, every time the doors are open on Friday night, every Wednesday night, I'm there. Every time. And I hear people say this all the time. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I don't say, never say they're saved. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Let me tell you what the Bible says. He that says, I know him. He that says, I know him, who's him? Jesus Christ, God. And keepeth not his commandments. Now this is where the Christians come in. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Amazing. This is a judging scripture. Jesus is judging you. Huh? Listen. He that saith, I know him not, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. Wow. He calls you a liar. You say you're a Christian. You say you know God. You say you're following God. But you're living like hell. You're doing wrong. You're still partying. You're still doing those things that are wrong. You're still in sin. You're still fornicating. And fornication is sex before marriage. You're not married. You're shacked up with some guy. You call it shacked up. God calls it fornication. But you say you're a Christian. The Bible said, Jesus said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments. God's commandments, you keep not his commandments. He said, he that keepeth not his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. God said that. God put that in his word. God brought it out in the open. God is telling you, not me. Not anybody else but the word. God is saying, he that saith, I know him. I'm telling you, that's the fruit again. A good tree. You got Titus. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. You say you know God, but your works are telling everybody something different. Still drinking your beer. Still doing everything that's wrong, man. go to church, get baptized. People go down the river and get baptized. I see people want to go down and get baptized and still smoking dope and drinking beer, man. Fornicating. But they say they know God. Well, God says you're a liar. Burns, don't it? I'm not trying to be ugly when I say it like that. You're a liar. You're just flat right out a liar. Yes, not. You're telling God. Just not. Huh? You're talking to God. I didn't say that. God did. I'm just reading his word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. It came right out of the Bible. God said in his Word, he just says, I know him and keepeth not his commandments. He's a liar, and the truth is not in you. God said that. You stand guilty before God. You stand as a hypocrite before God. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. How do we know that we are in him? We keep his word. Huh? Is that not what he just said? He that saith he abideth him, himself also to walk, even as he walked. Even if Jesus walked, that's the way you should walk. You think Jesus would go into the porno shops? You think Jesus would sit there on his computer and look at naked women and naked men? You think Jesus, hey, I'm telling you, you think, hey, some of you perverted out there, you perverted devils. Hey, Jesus wasn't a sodomite. Jesus never had sex with Mary. You hear me? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ for thinking that. That's blasphemy, you wicked devils. The passion of Christ can stay out of hell. All that wickednesses, all that garbage. Say Jesus had sex with Mary. Jesus was a sodomite. You perverted bastards, that's what you are. You're a bastard and not a son. That's what Hebrews 12 says. If God's not your father, you're a bastard and not a son. You bet I'd take offense to that. Years ago, trying to say Jesus had sex with Mary. Let me tell two dumb Jake something again. Two dumb Jake tried to say Naomi and Ruth were lesbians. And then he tried to say David and Jonathan were sodomites. Let me tell you something, you perverted devil. You need to get out of your sodomy, buddy. Don't call them what you are. Wicked devils. I'm trying to be nice, y'all. Are you saved tonight? Do you know Jesus Christ? What kind of fruit you bearing? Huh? What kind of fruit you bearing? What kind of tree are you? You say you're a peach tree and you're putting out plums. Something wrong with you. Like I said, figs don't put out thorns. That's why in verse 44 in Luke, it says, let me go back to it real quick before I run out of time. 3 minutes will go by fast when you don't want it to. 2 minutes, yeah, I told you. Luke 6, 44, I believe. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. For of porno shops men do not gather Bibles. For of bars men do not gather holiness. For of gambling casinos men do not gather godliness or contentment. For of self-righteousness men do not get salvation. You can't get to heaven on your works. You can't get to heaven on baptism. You can't get to heaven on speaking in tongues. Bible said, Jesus said, unless ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. Acts 2.38. Repent, repent, repent. I hope you're saved tonight. If you're not, you need to repent today and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, God said today is the day of salvation. We'll probably be going off here in a few seconds. I do pray that the Lord will bless every saint of God. That's always been Brother Wally and Brother Noah's prayer. That's always in my heart, that we pray for the saints of God, and God will bless the saints, but I pray for the lost people out there. I pray that God will deal with your heart. I pray that if there are lost people listening tonight, I pray that God will smote your heart and you get right with God before you die, man. You might not ever see tomorrow. If you're a child of God, you say you are, repent, man, if you're living in sin. Hey, you need to get things right with God today. Today is the day of salvation. If Christ had came your way tonight, and God said, look, you know you're lost, and you know you need to get this right, you better get it right, because he's not always going to deal with you. You might die and go to hell. You understand me? You might die and go to hell. Tonight might be your last night to take a breath. You might drop off into hell tonight. Repent and believe the gospel. Get right with God. Call out to God. Get right. Get right. Or get left. Get right with God tonight. Repent and believe the gospel. Father, bless the saints of God tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.